ready? Yeah, cause it's time for a morning rant. We all know life doesn't have a reset button, but the last thing that you want is to be a 90 fucking year old man laying on your deathbed when you can't do anything about it and looking back in regret at the fear of what other people would think about it, because all those people that you thought were going to criticize you and do all those things are now dead, and you're just an old ass man filled with regret. It's real life, real people, real questions, and it's exclusively here on Living Above Live.
What's up, guys? Mike with Living Above Live. We're going to do a little morning rant, and maybe it's not as much of a rant, just a perspective shift and something to think about and get your minds moving early in the morning here. And that is in regards to questions and the questions that you are asking. And this isn't some sort of like mentoring or teaching you on mentoring. This is more of a self-awareness talk. You know, I was thinking about it the other day and realized that everything that we do, all of our behaviors, all of our actions, all of our emotional reactions, they're stemming from specific root questions that we ask ourselves on a regular basis. Here's what I mean. Like, if you think about when you wake up in the morning, you say, what am I going to wear? What am I going to eat for breakfast? Which way am I going to go to work? Am I going to take the highway? Is there too much traffic? Am I going to take the side roads? Would that be faster? Everything that your brain does, it thinks not only in pictures, but in questions. And it happens so seamlessly and effortlessly at this point that you probably not even recognized it. And now you're doing it. Like, you could be asking yourself, who is this guy? How does he think he's right about this? Is he right about this? Is he a hack? Does he actually have something to say? And all of these questions that you're asking yourself are your ways of thinking, because your mind will not go unanswered. So let's think of some of these questions that can be a little bit more impactful in your life. Like, for example, if something happens to you, like an adverse situation, a lot of people, what happens is they ask, why does this always happen to me? Well, if you ask that question, what are the answers that you always get? Well, I'm unlucky, or I'm a loser, or I, you know, messed this up, I did this. And it's all of these ways that kind of take you away from any sort of solution of fixing the situation. What if you ask the question in this way, though? Why is this happening for me? What does that circumstance then become? That circumstance becomes the opportunity for you to look for a seed of equal or greater benefit. If something bad happens to you, you say, why is this happening for me? Well, maybe there's something I need to learn in this situation. Maybe this is a mistake that I'm continually making and I'm finally going to understand it and I can move on to the next level in my life. Maybe there's a skill set here for me that I need, or a certain level of stress that I need to understand how to manage for me to be able to level up in my business. I don't know, but if you have the perspective of what is this adverse circumstance happening for me. And now I know there's some adverse circumstances that are extremely more critical than just like money, something happening or something happening in your business. There's health related circumstances. There's family related circumstances. But even those two are connected in the same ways. If you ask, if you find out some crazy health news, if you ask, why is this happening for me? It shapes your mind around a perspective to find solutions instead of disempowering you and giving up. And along that same thought process, another similar question is just based off of a quote I heard a long time ago, and it was that through every adversity is a seed of equal or greater benefit. So if the circumstance does arise that is difficult or not something that you want, there's all those people that say like, oh, I love surprises. I say that's bullshit, because you love the surprises that you want. Other surprises we call problems, which are these circumstances. So one of these circumstances or surprises arises, and instead of just asking why is this happening for me, which is a little bit more open-ended, if we can make it specific and say, what is the seed or where is the seed of equal or greater benefit in this circumstance that I'm going to be able to use on the other side of overcoming this? And remember, if you do ask that question, though, you got to make sure you're understanding the word you're using. You're using the words seed, not answer, not tree. You know, it's not already there. You're finding the seed of it, and you grow the seed from that point. And for me, when a lot of things start going on or start getting busy, sometimes I lose, perspective or... I start misunderstanding some of the control of my emotions. So one of the questions I learned to ask myself when things start going on and the emotions start taking over, and the emotions specifically that I'm talking about are fear. So tied to that would be like fear, anxiety, and worry, or anger. And those emotions, I think, stem up in me immediately. I don't know if it's a self-defense. I don't know where in my subconscious that it's been that, but that's the way that it's always been. When an adverse financial situation arises, it's always been stress for me that's come up. So, in order to stop my mind from running through that rabbit hole or running down, you know, that path as it has, I can simply stop it with one specific question. Because when my mind starts going down there, it's, what am I going to do? How are we going to fix this? What did I do wrong? Why am I being punished like this? It's all of these questions that don't help me towards a solution. So to slow my mind down and not allow it the opportunity to run rampant in the way that I don't want it, because, you know, an underlying theme of the questions is that you are the question master. We used to play, that reminds me, we used to play this game in like college, and it was a drinking game. And one of the things that you could win or be in the drinking game was the question master. And so you got to ask people questions that they had to answer, or I think they couldn't answer, whatever the rule was. Like, it's if they did answer, they had to drink or something, whatever. It's been a long time. So, but it was always fun being the question master. But you are the question master of your life. You do not let your mind ask the questions. When you do, you lose. Your mind will take you through everything that you don't need in the direction that you don't need. So, you're the question master. So when the things start happening and the emotions start running a little bit rampant, at least for me, this is the question that I need to ask myself to get myself thinking rationally. And it is, why am I reacting in this way? That stops my mind from running. The next question I can ask myself then is, what is the situation that you're actually freaking out about? And then it gets me to slow down and actually think about the circumstance that I'm going through. And then it allows my mind to remember, this is not anything you haven't been through before. This is not anything that you can't handle. This is not anything without a seed of equal or greater benefit on the other side. You see how that works? It's amazing. Our minds are able to work specifically off of questions. We just need to direct those questions. One of the most powerful questions, if you're in a relationship, that I ever heard from someone, I think it was the pastor at my church, but the most powerful question that I ever got in any sort of relational situation, is when I'd start getting at odds with my wife, I'd start asking the questions, you know, the emotions start going because they run real deep within that relationship. You know, why is she doing this to me? Why is she acting this way? Why is she being crazy? That's how guys think. We can't figure anything out of, like, it's based off of what we did. But we just think women are crazy. But I start asking all these questions, and it puts me in a situation of thinking extremely negatively about her. Like, why is she not thinking about my needs? Why is she not giving me attention? And the question that changed my life forever and has eliminated so many stressful situations with my wife. I'm not saying that they don't exist still. I mean, we're still human beings. We still get in arguments. However, it has drastically changed the way I approach specific discussions, we'll say, that could have turned into fights. And instead of thinking all of those things that I just listed, if I can see that she's starting to get upset about something, here's some of the questions that I can ask. But the most powerful one is, it's not, oh man, how do I phrase this in a question? The phrase is, it's not what you're not getting, it's what you're not giving. So the question I ask myself then is, what am I not giving that's making her feel this way? What am I not giving that's making her feel this way? So maybe it's understanding. Maybe it's empathy. Maybe it's just, I just need to listen and not try to come up with a solution. You ever been in that one, guys? She's bringing something up to you because she just wants to talk. And you start trying to find answers and she gets mad. And then you're sitting there like, I'm just trying to help. That's always a good one. But that is an extremely powerful question in the area of relationships. What am I not giving that's causing her or him to feel this way? That puts you immediately in the perspective of, I'm not angry. I'm not trying to get something out of you. It takes your eyes off of thinking that they're wrong about everything in that moment and puts it on yourself and seeing, how can I do better because I love you so much? That's an extremely powerful one. Another really, really powerful way to start your day with the right set of questions. This is probably one of the biggest just for you personally. It's when you wake up in the morning, every morning, you need to make it a discipline. You need to make it one of your religions. Is that when you wake up, you stand up out of bed or just sit up out of bed and you say, what am I grateful for in my life? You know, gratitude has a really, really cool way of eliminating all problematic emotions. Fear, anger, worry, anxiety, stress, all are eliminated when you are in a state of gratitude. If you're somewhere that you need to perform, you better get in a state of gratitude. Because if you're going to be selling something, or if you're going to be making cold calls, or if you're going to be presenting something, if you're in a state of gratitude going into that, it's amazing how well your mind can work to formulate the right words, the right responses, ask the right questions to your customer. If you're going into a family day, you know, you want to spend time with your family and you don't want to be the normal grumpy, you know, because something happened at work or whatever it is, you get in a state of gratitude, man, you're going to just enjoy every single moment with your kids. You're going to notice every smile, every little giggle. You're going to have fun playing with them. You're going to enjoy the look on your spouse's face and just hugging them and loving them, seeing other friends and family around. Any situation that you can go into, or the majority of life that you can go through being grateful, will greatly serve you in every single facet. And some people ask, you know, there's circumstances that I can't feel grateful. Like, let's say if a family member passes away. Well, you know what? I'm grateful for the opportunity of having had that person in my life. I'm grateful for the memories that are the legacy that they leave behind with me. That's the piece of them that I get to stick with. All those beautiful memories that we have for them. And yes, it is sad. And you need to feel the emotion of mourning in that situation. But you can still be grateful for having had the opportunity to meet that person. I mean, just think of all the things, on a lighter note, let's think of all the things that you do actually have to be grateful for. I mean, are you able-bodied? Great. That's a huge thing to be grateful for, because there might be other people listening to this same message that aren't, and yet they still find things to be grateful for. They still find ways to operate within their life. Do you have a home? You're listening to this in some form of technology, so you have access to this technology. That's something to be grateful for, that someone already designed all of this and this piece of miracle that we have all of human intelligence at the tip of our fingers. Do you have a vehicle? Do you have a job? Do you have a business? And some people say, oh, I do have a business, but it's going horrible right now. Well, you should be grateful, because that's in your control. You have the ability to change it. There's just some certain tweaks and things that you have to look at. You know, you can ask yourself different questions to get yourself different answers, which then can give you different results. Questions are powerful. And one of the last questions, and I think it's the one that always catches us off guard, no matter where it comes from, is why. Why can be applied to so many things, and it gets you to think differently than you have. Like, I've been extremely guilty of just thinking linear through situations and not really looking around, you know? And my wife is phenomenal at kind of looking at the width of our path, looking at our peripherals, peripheral. You know the word I'm trying to say, and so just put the right one in there because I can't say it right now. But she's good at looking in that area, and I tend to think a little bit more linear, and so she can help me see things from the side. But if you don't have someone like that in your life yet, then you need to start to learn how to understand the whys behind everything you're doing. And one of those morning and wake-up questions that you can ask is, why am I waking up this morning? And man, does that put you, not only are you already in a state of gratitude because you've asked yourself, what am I grateful for? And you've started thinking of all the things that you have to be grateful for. But when you follow that up with, why am I waking up this morning? You get to think and put yourself in a state of empowerment. So you're grateful and empowered. And when that's the case, you know, for me, why am I waking up this morning? Well, it's another opportunity for me to add value to people's lives. Even if I haven't met them, I love them. I love people, and I have such a positive outlook on people, because when I look around and see all the bad, horrible shit that we could do to each other on a regular basis, and we don't. Now listen, I know a lot of bad stuff happens, but a lot worse stuff could happen, and it doesn't. That gives me a lot better pulse and faith in the state of humanity currently. You know, I want to be able to take care of my family. I'm about to be a dad. You know, I think of, you know, I'm here to make my wife's life as least stressful as humanly possible. And today's another opportunity for me to love her, for me to prove to her that I love her, for me to show her how much I love her, for me to take care of her at another level and deepen our relationship so that when our daughter does come, she has two amazing, loving parents. Because I didn't grow up with that, my wife didn't grow up with that, and so we understand the odds that we're at, so we work really hard at that. You know, why am I waking up this morning? It's a beautiful life. I'm grateful for this life. I'm grateful for the talents and the abilities that I've been given. I'm grateful for the opportunities that I've been given. I mean, to think about what living above live actually is, that's a crazy opportunity. We could take anything that we need or anything that we want, and now we have social media platforms and the internet and all these distribution channels, and an individual can create something that's massively valuable for the rest of humanity. Now, I want to be an individual that does that, but I also really want to have the community so that the other people within the Living Above community I can learn from, and you can learn from the other people in the community, and we can all operate together in order to work and stand on each other's shoulders instead of always being at odds against each other. And I think to finish this quick morning rant, which ended up not necessarily being a rant, but more of a perspective, is to think about the things that have become the biggest in our lifetime, like the biggest and greatest inventions. There's, you know, if you're going back, there's the radio, but then there's the TV, and then there's the internet, and then there's like email, and then there's like the cell phone, which I think came before the internet, but whatever. There's a cell phone, there's the telephone way before that, then there was like text messaging, then there was able to get all of these things on your phone with smartphones, and then there was social media. All of these devices and all of these inventions and all of these things that just made it huge are all things that were designed around bringing people together. That wouldn't have become so popular unless it was in our DNA to become closer together, not divided. I know there's a lot of stuff going on around the world that it, and the news has a funny way of making us look like we're so divided. And in reality, we're all using these platforms. We're all watching these things. We're all using these devices, which tells us one thing. We're a lot more alike in our desire to be together and connected than we are different. Now, our beliefs can change and be different across the board, and this isn't some big political talk, but it's just an understanding on the perspective that even if that human being on the other side of the road does not believe the same way that you do, it is in their DNA to act the same way that you do. They're passionate about their beliefs and they want to connect with other people that have similar beliefs as them. You're passionate about your beliefs and you want to connect with other people that have similar beliefs as you. But you guys are all using the same platforms that exist. You guys are all using the same things. You guys all have at the core of your being the same desire to belong and connect with other people in this crazy thing we call humanity. And that is the end of the Monday Morning Rant. Remember the questions that you're asking yourself and take control, because you're the question master. And remember, we all got the same DNA and we all want to be connected with each other. I think with those two perspectives, the understanding of the questions and understanding how we're more similar than we are different would really give you a different perspective on the day and empower you to take control and live life on your terms. Do you guys want more from Living Above Live? I am happy to give it. Please visit our website, subscribe to the podcast, take a look out for our YouTube channel, subscribe there as well. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. I'd be happy to see you guys on Facebook. Anytime that you get a message or you message us, it will be me, Mike, founder of Living Above Inc. and Living Above Live, answering you directly, because again, the mission is to build the community of Living Above Inc. so that we can grow together. So subscribe to the channels, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys soon. Remember, live above today.